I really think looking at the hospitalizations is most important. When we talk about, the rising numbers, I think an important concept is to look at the age group in which is being infected. So what we've seen here is as young as 15 all the way to 44, that age bracket, we've seen marked expansion in the number of new cases. Now, they only represent, depending on the age group, anywhere from 5 to 8% of all hospital admissions are from those age groups. So you really have to take it with a grain of salt that says those patients aren't really being, rapidly admitted, right? Because we're really looking at our older population with more comorbidities, it's being admitted more frequently. But those patients that are out there and either asymptomatic or minimally symptomatic are the ones that could spread it to their aunts, their uncles, their parents, their grandparents, work in one of those facilities that we mentioned earlier, the long-term care facilities, or even in spreading it to our senior retirement communities like Sun City Center. That's where I really get concerned. So although we are seeing a rise in cases, I think our only kind of rescue is the fact that younger folks are getting infected, but it's only a matter of time before this week we see the 20 to 30 year old, and then 2 weeks from now we're now seeing their parents and grandparents. That's the alarm that we have that would and could potentially overwhelm the healthcare resources in the county.